been on already at the beginning, and that's what they've been doing of late, is getting after it right away. They get teams spinning around, and, you know, all of a sudden they're down 10 points. You know, that's what they have to do at the beginning.
And if they get that lead, they're a very hard team to come back on. I was talking to Gainforce a little bit before he went into the locker room with his team, and we talked about that big game that they had over there at USA, and he's like, him and I both agreed, throw that out, because what Harbor Beach's guards are doing now is much better. They're playing better together. They're reading the defenses better, and you know, it's not what that game was. The other there was, you know, USA came out, they scored a lot of points. The guards for Harbor Beach kind of let their team down that night. They couldn't get the ball inside, but they've grown. They've grown since January.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this is March time. Ron's worked his magic, got them all confident and believing in themselves. And I really think that they're a big difference maker. So the key player for Harbor Beach, who do you think that has to be?
That's got to be Eli Kraft. You know, I think he pretty much runs at the point, the whole scheme of what they do. And if he's on and he's penetrating and kicking, shooters are going to be open. Sean Sorensen out on the wing. And I think Andrew Seaman, you know, as small as he is compared to Jake Holland, I think he's going to be key in taking care of Holland and making sure that they don't establish that inside-outside game.
I'm thinking Harbor Beach bench players. I think they got to be strong on defense when they come and a big shot when they're in the game. Hanson needs a three, or Doug Dooms comes in and he needs to put a putback or a block shot. We've seen them both hit a three. One hit a three the other night. One had a key block shot there against Dudley. I think the bench players, when they come in and sub for starters, need to step up and not give USA a chance to get back in the game. Because, you know, we know that USA is a much deeper team guard-wise. They can sub in equal guards that come in and play just as strong. So you're going to probably see a lot of substitution here, I think, on USA's part. They're going to try to maybe run Harbor Beach tired. If it's a defensive struggle, you still might see the same thing, because when we have a defensive struggle, you have a tendency to have more fouls. So then we're going to have watch the foul trouble along the way and see what goes. So
playing great defense takes a lot of energy, and that saps the team. And as long as they can keep that energy going, they'll be okay. But you're right, the bench is a lot shorter on the Harbor Beach side.
You know, and on paper, these two teams are pretty even, and they say this time of year throughout the record books in the postseason. The only difference I see, well, there's two differences. One, the game got changed to today.
Yeah.
Kids had a whole day off. Yeah, everybody got in and shot around and did some stuff, but this is not their normal routine. You know, playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon is not the same as playing at 7 o'clock at night. The bus ride over here was a little bit different for USA. You know, the sun's out, it's bright, it's nice. You know, everybody's got spring on their mind right now. They got Big Ten basketball on their mind. They got a lot of things on their mind other than coming here for this game. So Gainforce is going to have his kids focused. You know, Rubel, it's a little bit easier. His kids are right here in town. It's nothing more than having a Saturday practice. But I think the biggest difference, and that's what's going to be to make the difference here, is Harbor Beach has a huge, huge home court advantage. Other than the loss to Dusty last year, a week ago Thursday, they've won every game here this season. So I think they definitely are going to defend their home court. They're proud of how they play at home. They got the fans here at home. They're comfortable with the rims. They can read the backboards here so much better. I think that's going to make the difference, and I think Harbor Beach is going to win 58-56, and I think we're going to overtime.
Really? I'm thinking 49-40, because I'm seeing this as one of those games where, you know, we'd like to come out charging, but it's, like you said, Saturday. They were all pumped up yesterday. Then they had that letdown. They had to relax, and now they have to get pumped back up because it's not their routine.
Yep.
And both teams are experiencing that. So
it'll be fun, but we're both taking Harbor Beach, so we'll see here. I hope I didn't put the jinx on Ron Rubel. I told him that. I told him I was picking him, and I hate to do that to him because this week everybody I picked seemed to be the losers. So hopefully I didn't jinx Harbor Beach, but we're going to take a time out and hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and tip-offs. We'll be back right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
the world in the palm of your hands. Thumb Cellular is proud to announce the arrival of the LG Axis smartphone powered by Android. The LG Axis has it all, featuring a QWERTY keyboard, an HTML browser with 3G speed, an MP3 player, access to the Android marketplace for a huge selection of the latest apps. The LG Axis smartphone is Wi-Fi capable and features a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash. And right now you can get the LG Axis smartphone at Thumb Cellular for only $59. That's right, $59. Browse the web, load up with the coolest apps, listen to your favorite songs, and get the information you need when you need it with the LG Axis smartphone, available at any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for just $59 now through March 31st. Terms of service apply. Stop in today and get the world in the palm of your hands. And it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an EDGE to get back on track? EDGE is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an EDGE to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org. And click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
Insurance, not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, home, auto, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Have you ever considered giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, life could be a lot more simple. Visit your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach and Ubley, or Deb Croswick in Unionville. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach and Ubley and Deb Croswick of Unionville are here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Call Casey Yon in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 or Deb Croswick in Unionville at 674-8617.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School where we're just getting ready for the start of the Class C District Final here. 31 teams have been chosen. This is going to be the 32nd team to punch its tickets into the regional round. Mary Lee, and you got starting lineups for us.
I do. Starting for the Patriots, Kyle Comer, number 1. Nick Fletcher, number 5. Andrew Botello, number 11. Jake Collins, number 24. And Dan Rick, number 32. For the Pirates, Scott Drakovich, number 4. Sean Sorensen, number 10. Eli Kraft, number 22, Jordan Boone, number 34, and Andrew Seaman, number 40.
As we await tip-off here, the coaches are giving their teams their final instructions. The USA Patriots will be in their road red with the blue stripe, white stripe down the side. They will be going from right to left on your dial. And the Harbor Beach Pirates will be in their white with their orange and black trim down the side. They'll be going to left to right on the dial. And our coach, or our officials for today, Mary Lee, are
Charles Sherman, Gary Meredith, and Marty Snover.
So hopefully we won't have to mention those names again or talk about the officials the rest of the night. And that's always a good game, they say, if you don't have to talk about the officials.
Oh, I think we have a good crew here. It's going to be a great game.
There's only one other basketball game going on today in high school, and that's over at Carroll. It starts at 2 o'clock. That's going to be the Croslex taking on Yale for the Class B District Championship over there. And good luck to those gentlemen. And we have tip-off, and it's going to be won by Harbor Beach. Right off the bat, it goes to Mr. Boom. Jordan Boom gives it up to the top to Kraft.
Looking at a man defense for USA.
Over to Drakovich, down in the corner to Boom. Back up to the right side.
It's a matchup zone.
Jacoby takes it to the top of the key. Now he gives it to Kraft, brings it back to Jacoby to the top of the key for three. Doesn't get the roll, but Kraft gets the rebound. He goes up, and he gets positioned between him and Jake Collins, and they open up right off.